Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Joining us now is Dr. Daniel Israel. He is a general practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates based at Blueberg. Daniel, a very good afternoon to you.
Afternoon to you, Chad.
I didn't think we'd be having this conversation, but I have to ask you, is there a new variant in the UK? And if so, what does this mean for us?
So there is a new variant that's been described in the UK, but I'm not as surprised as maybe perhaps you are, because to me it's expected that we will have variants. They've called this new variant the XE variant. I mean, I don't know whether it's still going to get another name, you know, from the WHO, but the interest, it's a recombinant variant, which means it's a mix of two other strains, and they've actually identified it as a mix between BA1 and BA2. So it's two Omicron different strains that have come together. And that's quite an expected thing with variants, because if a patient gets two strains at the same time in an environment where there's a lot of a viral load at the time, so there's a lot of patients with COVID and they happen to get two strains of the virus together, the viruses can mutate into a new form. But the part here that's more reassuring is that it is an offshoot of Omicron. So even though we don't know much about the characteristics of this variant yet, but they have reported that they've said it's 10% more transmissible than the BA2 subvariant of Omicron, which is the one that's going around the world by and large at the moment. But that doesn't mean that they've seen any more clinical severity in this variant. And I think that that's really the key in terms of what to be concerned about or not concerned about with variants going forward.
So I'll tell you why I said to you it wasn't a question I'd expect to be asking of you. I think that, like everybody else, with COVID fatigue, and not the literal COVID fatigue from long COVID, but COVID fatigue with the masking, with the sanitizing, what we've been through the last 2 years, it's almost been a breath of fresh air being told that we can now take our masks off outside. Today we had a guest in studio for the first time in over 2 years, and we seem to be lessening the restrictions, provided people have vaccination certificates. We're still adhering to a lot of it, but we thought that most of it was behind us. And I think this is the important part of our conversation today. We can't allow ourselves to get into this false sense of security, can we?
No, we absolutely can't. And I think that often what happens with these variants is that we see that, you know, we certainly saw this in South Africa, is that when cases and the numbers surge, the different organizations in the different countries type out the variants with more dedication, or they really look harder. And we certainly saw that last year, and that's how Omicron started. So the point is, talking to your point about being careful, I mean, we certainly saw, like now in the UK, where they'd been much less careful, that there was, the numbers have really gone up in the last few weeks. And, you know, we're now seeing, oh, there's another variant, and that's why that's happened. But, and another, like a word of caution, is that we also know that there has still been Delta found in the groups of swabs that have been done in various countries in the world, including in South Africa. There was an increase in Delta cases a couple of weeks ago. So we need to realize that, you know, there have been four or five main strains of COVID over the past 2 years. And if an offshoot of Delta becomes...
Sorry about the technical difficulties there. That was Dr. Daniel Israel bringing us up to date on what is happening with COVID, especially with the latest variants in the UK.